103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Police say the stabbing death of a man in Sydney's Inner West last night wasn't a random attack. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Emergency services were called to Marrickville Road at Marrickville at around 7:40 last night. Paramedics treated a 32-year-old man who'd been stabbed outside a fast food restaurant, but the man, who was known to police, couldn't be saved. Acting Commander Ben Kennis says it's clear the victim knew his offender.
Those two people met up and it was targeted. It was not a random attack on Marrickville Road.
He says the scene was highly emotive, with the victim's brother needing to be restrained after breaching the crime scene. Officers are yet to identify the offender and police are reviewing CCTV footage which appears to depict him. At Marrickville Police Station, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia's foreign minister says she's deeply concerned by the growing conflict in the Middle East. Almost 500 people have been killed and more than 1,600 injured in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon. Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts and aid agencies on the sidelines of United Nations summit in New York. She's leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Senator Wong has called for a de-escalation in tensions.
We are deeply concerned. We're alarmed by the escalation and the loss of civilian life, both in Lebanon and also the attacks into Israel. We have consistently said we wish to see de-escalation. We believe a wider regional conflict is not in the interests of any of the peoples of the region.
Nurses have walked off the job across the state for the second time in 2 weeks, calling for better pay and conditions. The unions refuse to accept an interim pay increase of 3%. The health minister is pleading with them to return to the negotiating table. Emergency departments are operating with contingency plans in place. However, some elective surgery has been cancelled. Nurse Michelle Rossentreter says the postponing of surgery is nothing out of the ordinary.
I think what the public needs to understand is that their electives are being cancelled on a daily basis anyway, because we just don't have enough staff. So we put in measures to keep everybody safe today, and theatres managed their elective lists yesterday and for tomorrow.
The Prime Minister has again refused to commit to a stance on banning gambling ads. Anthony Albanese says sports betting represents under 5% of problem gambling. He says the overwhelming problems come from poker machines. Mr. Albanese says the government is looking at a range of options. Latest data is revealing the full extent of veteran suicide. There were more than 1,700 suicide deaths recorded between 1997 and 2022 among serving and ex-service ADF members. Institute of Health and Welfare spokesman Paul Pham says the figures show there are still systemic issues in the Defence Force.
For ex-serving males who left the ADF voluntarily, the suicide rate was similar to Australian males. However, for ex-serving males who separate involuntarily for medical reasons, the suicide rate is almost 3 times the rate of those who separate voluntarily.
The man suspected of attempting to assassinate former US President Donald Trump in Florida earlier this month wrote a letter in which he admitted to the plot. Alison Petrowski reports from the US.
The handwritten note was found in a box that suspect Ryan Routh gave to a friend months ago. It read, "This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you," urging others to finish the job and offering a bounty of $150,000 to anyone who managed to kill the Republican presidential candidate. Prosecutors have presented Routh's cell phone data in federal court as evidence, indicating he had been in Florida for a month and his phone had pinged on occasion in the vicinity of Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. They say Routh possessed a list of dates and venues where Trump was expected to appear. So far, the 58-year-old has only been charged with 2 federal gun crimes. More charges and an indictment are expected later this week.
Hope weather.
Mostly sunny this morning, then with cloud increasing during the afternoon. Light winds becoming northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour early this afternoon. A top of 25 degrees is forecast for the city, up to 28 in the west. Right now it is 22 in the city, 21 degrees in the west. A top of 31 tomorrow, then showers developing, rain and 20 on Thursday. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe. Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Auburn, truck broken down, St Hilliers Road, northbound approaching at Parramatta Road. And Berkshire Park, we still have a crash on Richmond Road, which is closed in both directions. Diversions in place at Landala Road and St Mary's Road. FPOS fees are great for banks, not businesses. Pay no fees, all term or rental with SmartPay. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. That's later, Sydney Traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, the difference this makes.
Have you wanted to give up social media? Wanted to just get off, delete the account, to switch it all off? On Hope Morning soon, we're going to be joined by Sharma from Hope Drive, who recently did just that. And Sharma is someone, unlike myself, who has grown up with social media, in and around it. Imagine how difficult that is to try to switch everything off, all of these communication channels that you have been in for so long. Sharma did that, and she's going to let us know what happened and where she's at now. Amy Shark, Hope 103.2.
If you spend enough time with someone, chances are you're probably gonna fall in love. Maybe it's the way they pick your brain. Maybe you're bored and you need a change. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah. Disagree. My mother was a baby with a baby like me. My boyfriend at the time wasn't nice to me. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Head starts spinning, write it down, and the pain starts healing. Don't let the days go by. I won't, I'll miss you. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do it. Don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah.
I think it's the most important thing there is.
Hope 103.2.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control. Ooh.
God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for this day. Just needs the hope that's inside of us. Ooh. Ooh. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Ooh. Ooh. Until our Father brings us home.
Jeremy Camp on Hope 103.2. Good morning. My name is Ben McKechnie. Social media. Now, you might not like it or you might claim not to like it, but let's admit it. So many of us are so frequently on our social media channel or channels of choice, or dare I say, addiction. And then imagine that you grew up in and around social media. I didn't, but someone who did is Hope Drive's Sharma. And Sharma, you... I'll put it more as a question. Sharma, you recently, about a week ago, gave up social media.
I did, yes.
Why?
Okay, so I went to go watch The Forge, and the movie is basically about this kid that's addicted to playing video games, and then he decides that if he wants to have that closer relationship with God, he's going to give up the thing that he's putting on a pedestal. And I remember I was sitting there watching it, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, that's me with Instagram. That's me with TikTok, you know? And I felt kind of convicted, but...
Well, not just kind of convicted. You told me that pretty much straight after, or not long after, yeah. You went and you deactivated your TikTok, your Instagram. You weren't on social media anymore. You weren't checking it anymore.
Yeah.
That's more than just convicted. Like, you went and did it.
Yeah, but I feel bad saying that I did that because, you know, in the movie, he did it for indefinitely, forever, whatever. I lasted like a week, you know?
Okay, so before we get to, and like no judgment over here, because I'd like to know like what your journey of at least a week was like. What was it like without it?
It was interesting because I think initially I was scared of missing out on everything. Because like the last time I did a social media break, I came back and people were like married or, you know, having babies.
And how long was the break?
That one was about 2.5 weeks, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I came back to like 4 engagements and I think it was 2 pregnancies.
Wow, that happened kind of quick.
Yeah.
And so before you got back on and with this fear of missing out, did that just maintain all the way through? You just feared you were missing out and you kind of wanted to be back on there? Or did anything positive come from that week?
There were heaps of positives. Like I had so much spare time that, you know, I started doing things. My Duolingo is happy with me for the first time ever because I'm, you know, practicing my French. I watched movies. I don't typically have the attention span to do that, so I had time, you know, because I wasn't distracted with watching TikToks at the same time. And I didn't read, but, like, I could have if I wanted to, you know. Like, I had the time. And I remember when I came into work, I was so productive. Not that I'm ever not productive, but,
sure,
like...
Sure, Sharma, sure.
But there was, like, an added productiveness that it got to a point where I'm like, oh, what do I do? Like, I've finished everything in a short amount of time because I have the ability to do so, you know?
Yeah, so then you went back on, though, after a week.
Yeah, yeah. So it was Saturday. No, it was Friday. I was itching to get back onto Instagram because I'm like, something has happened. I don't know what it is, but something has happened and it's significant and I need to see it. And I was talking to my friend and she's like, no, you can't just last a week. And so I held off for another day, and then it got to like midnight the following day and she was sleeping, so she didn't stop me. I went back on, came to find out nothing happened, you know?
Surprise. Sorry, I shouldn't be like that. Maybe something did. Like you were saying the other time, there was like a million engagements and babies. Like, yeah, maybe that happened.
Well, there was one engagement party and baby. Okay.
But, and a baby.
Yeah.
So, like, two separate incidents, that there's an engagement and a baby. So that all happened in the space of a week. So you did miss out, kind of.
But then I think to myself, like, if these were people that were that significant to my life or I was significant to their life, they would have texted me or, like, communicated somehow, you know? Because the people who I directly communicate with all the time, they noticed that I was gone from social media this first day, you know? Like, it was... It was one of those things where it's like you stop communicating and they notice because you're in their life. Whereas with the people that had like babies and engagements, they didn't care to tell me because we're not necessarily that close. Like it's one of those things where like you're friends, but you're not friends. You're like observers in each other's lives, but not part of it. So
what now? So that was the past week and it sounds like you actually learned quite a bit of stuff. So what are you going to do?
I've taken some step back from social media. I'm not as proactively on it. I don't know how long that's going to last, but I think I'm going to take advantage of that just because I think I've realized that it's not necessarily as imperative to like who I am as a person to always be on social media. So yeah, I'm going to take a step back for as much as I can and hopefully that helps me somehow, you know. Improves my mental health, improves my relationship with God, and my gives me spare time, I suppose.
And maybe so much spare time, Sharma, that you might want to reconsider your social media hiatus and go back into another one, perhaps. Sharma from Hope Drive sharing with us her own personal journey of what it's like giving up social media when you have grown up with it. Hope 103.2, this is Leonardo's Bride.
Don't be confused by my I love you.
building hope for your today and tomorrow.
Hope 103.2.
Traded all my dark for the light. Traded all my blindness for sight. Traded all my pain for the gain. Got a key to the gate and a seat at your table, yeah. I look up and I can see you got me where I wanna be. Every single part of me becoming something heavenly. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You call me into. Of my stains, like my soul got a fresh coat of paint, and I know I won't be the same, won't go back again, no, never, no way. I look up and I can see it got me where I wanna be. Every day I'm working and you're doing something good in me. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You've called me into. Every day's a new beginning. My heart's like a church choir singing. You make me brand new.
Kobe James on Hope 103.2. Hey, I'm Ben. It can be very interesting to see what someone thinks is necessary. We need that. And then someone else thinks, no, we don't. I saw some very different examples of this week, including how the federal government has announced that Australians over the age of 18 who have underlying health conditions, they're now eligible for a free shingles vaccination. You might argue that that's necessary, vital, that's a good thing to have. What about a Sims movie? You know, the old school video game The Sims, where you got to create worlds and pretend to be people, but it's sort of now in the world of video gaming seems a little bit, how do we say it, quaint? There's going to be a Sims movie? Do we, like, is anyone really wanting, needing that? Vital?
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
When you go solar with Solar Heart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on Solar Heart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a Solar Heart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get Solar Heart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label and Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label and Mint, it's simply meant to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Vine, swing my heart across the line, in my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing, and I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Makes me feel alive.
Hope 1032.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I paint
something that you can't see could be a really big deal next time you buy a screen. I'm Ben on Hope 103.2. That was Mandisa. Quantum dots. I'd not heard of quantum dots until I was reading that recently in South Korea, an electronics manufacturer, TCL, some of its TVs were tested to see if they actually do have quantum dots in them. It's something to do with LED display, and quantum dots are semiconductor particles. They're several nanometers large and they emit different colors. Basically, you'll get a better color range, apparently, if your TV is chock full of quantum dots. But apparently, these TVs not. So if you're in the market for a new TV and quantum dots sound like the sort of small thing you can't see with the naked eye that you want to go big on, you might want to find out if the quantum dots are actually inside the TV.
Hope 1032. Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533 or at hope1032.com.au.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Oh, I haven't got time for this.
For what?
Bookkeeping, payroll, BAS. The accounts are a mess.
Get Xdia to fix it.
Who?
Xdia. Bookkeeping, payroll and BAS experts.
Ah, Xdia.
Ah, exactly.
Running a business or involved in church finances? Get bookkeeping, payroll and BAS that works from station sponsor Xdia. Visit exdia.com.au.
I'd like to learn self-discipline, as long as it doesn't cut into my sitting around time. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. We all want to be more productive and organised, but that doesn't come without a lot of hard work. For most of us, self-discipline is something we learn, not something we're born with. Start with small things. It's the little successes in life that prepare us for the big ones, like committing to waking up an hour early each day or reading in the evening instead of watching TV. Keeping small commitments helps us learn to keep larger ones. And decide to always be on time. Disciplined people are punctual people. And a key step to getting more done is being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. Above all, keep your word. If you make a commitment, plan to keep it.
To help you raise a family while balancing your work, social life and relationships, access your free Focus on the Family e-magazine via families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
There's some days that are bad right from the start. There's some words that seem to leave a mark. There are times you'd rather an hour through the heart than to keep walking the side rope in the dark. I saw you stumble, I saw you fall, and I saw above it all. You don't know the deal the day may bring. All of us here, we will stand and sing. Am I here alone? The way you got through it all. You don't know the deal the day may bring. All of us here, we will stand and sing. Am I here alone? Am I here?
1032.
Sing to me, baby, in your native tongue. Sing the words of the wise and the young. Show me the place where your words come from. Love's a language, love's your native tongue. Feel your heartbeat, bang the drum. Open up your eyes and fill your lungs. The same word from where the stars are flung. Love's a language, love's your native.
Smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whatever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things that could.
Cause I
that game, but you ain't me every time.
Dua Lipa on Hope 103.2. That's it for me. I'll see you again tomorrow from 9. Oh, after midday, there is such a great surprise coming your way. Do not go anywhere. Oh, I can't wait till you find out.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap de Villa's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor Soap de Villa. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdevilla.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO. Sydney's Hope.
103.2. Hope 1032. From Bondi to Carrajong, we're right here with you.
My pride, my ego, my needs, and my my selfish ways. Caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and it haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. Australians in Lebanon are being urged to leave now amid fears of a broader regional war in the Middle East. Lebanon says at least 492 people have been killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes. More than 1,600 have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border since 2006. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it's fired dozens of rockets at Israeli military posts. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Lebanese civilians to move away from locations used by Hezbollah.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
Australia is leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has made the announcement after meetings at the United Nations in New York. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The International Red Cross, the UN, Switzerland, Jordan, the United Kingdom and other nations formed a ministerial group dedicated to the protection of aid workers in conflict zones. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says recent calls for compliance with international humanitarian laws are being ignored.
This group of ministers and governments represented have determined to pursue a new declaration on the protection of humanitarian personnel, which we will prepare and develop over coming months.
The family of Australian aid worker Zomi Francon, who was killed in an Israeli drone strike in Gaza, has backed the new UN declaration. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Police are trying to determine why two men met on a busy street in Sydney's inner west last night, moments before one of them was fatally stabbed. Jefferson Shaw reports from Marrickville.
Bunches of white flowers have been laid outside a restaurant on busy Marrickville Road in Marrickville, the site of last night's fatal stabbing. Paramedics were called to the scene at around 7:40, where they found a 32-year-old man with